The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب يا نور مبارك الحمد لله we all as you can see we're all here in the studio my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel we're here to welcome the blessed month of Rabi Nurshif alhamdulillah and our brothers are here from the UK here with us today and inshallah we're going to be here for the next 12 nights inshallah azajal and this time has come the time of the year where all of the lovers of the prophet of allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are rejoicing you know so you actually feel that the spring is coming in your heart the happiness is automatically there you're smiling without even thinking the love you just feel it there you feel the warmth inside you you're so glad so it's a season of happiness it's a time of happiness and inshallah during this time this season of happiness inshallah we're all going to rejoice but we're all going to learn something as well we're all going to learn something about the beloved of prophet of allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we're going to learn about his life and we're going to take some lessons as well from it inshallah we're now going to listen to anath and then inshallah we'll introduce the topic today inshallah
sallallahu alayka ya rasulullah sallam alayka ya حبیب اللہ نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے چار ہے عالم میں یہ دیکھو کیسا نور چھایا ہے بولو والصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ جب تک چاند تارے چاند تارے دل ملاتے جائیں گے جب تلک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سرکار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا دلبر کی آمد مرحبا میٹھی کی آمد مرحبا اچھی کی آمد مرحبا بولو الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ حشر تک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے حشر تک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے مرحبا کی دھوم یارو نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے سارے عالم میں یہ دیکھو کیسے نور چھایا ہے خود والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ خود والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ نعت مغضوب خدا خود سنا کے جائیں گے نعت مغضوب خدا خود سنا کے جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ کا نعرہ لگا کے جائیں گے السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے سارے عالم نے دیکھو کیسا نور چھایا ہے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ نور والا آیا ہے نور لے کر آیا ہے اللہ The one that has lightness has come he has brought lightness with him from darkness to light Allah Allah so much to discuss so much to learn about the life of the prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this beautiful month that is upon us but what we're going to discuss today my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Channel are the miracles pertaining to the birth or prior to the birth of the prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam quite a few miracles that actually happened at that time and inshallah we're going to mention them today and we don't want to just take them as a history lesson we don't want to just take them as information that's coming to you we're going to try and learn something from these inshallah so Rizwan bhai is the first person to pick up his iPad so I'm going to ask Rizwan bhai first and foremost to come right. with some of the prophetic miracles
I'll take the book
mashallah subhanallah
the Khalid bhai mashallah so I've got a beautiful waqia which is very famous surah of Quran
That's what I feel.
Masha.
And that had happened exactly 55 days before the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And normally we recited in our salah, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ up till the end. So this waqia, which has been mentioned in Quran, alhamdulillah, it has got a beautiful context and the shani nuzul, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned this waqia in Quran. So inshallah, I would like to just mention, there was a king of Yemen, right? And he had devised a plan that he wanted to attack the holy Kaaba, because this was a trend that everyone would come to the Kaaba Sharif and they would do the Hajj. This was a practice at that time as well. So people used to come, pilgrims, they used to come to the Kaaba Sharif, and it was the norm of that time. It was a practice of that time. So that king of Yemen thought, why not I shall make something holy, any monument, a place of worship of their own religion. So rather than people going to Kaaba Sharif, they should come to Yemen, and then the pilgrims are diverted towards this place. So for this reason, he had made a very huge monument and very huge worship place of their religion, right? So what had happened was, when a person from the tribe in the Arabs, one of the individuals, when he came to know that this has happened, this is his plan, he has made it, so he went there and he urinated and excreted right there within that premises of that holy place, what was built by
so-called
the king of
place.
Yeah, so-called worship place of that king of Yemen. Now, when he came to know the king, he came to know that this has happened. That person, he was out of rage, he was very furious and angry, that he wanted to take a revenge. He said that now I will do attack on Kaaba, because somebody has made a mockery out of our place of worship. So he had made a plan, and what he did was, he went towards the Kaaba Sharif on his elephants, and he had a big army, he took it, he moved forward towards the Kaaba Sharif. So at that time, the custodian of Kaaba Sharif was Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He had the keys of the Kaaba, and he was the custodian of the Kaaba, and he had the cattle and camels as well. And as soon as he reached there with his army, first thing he did was, he captured all the camels and cattle of the people who were residing around in the surrounding of Kaaba. Now, within those, there were the camels of Hazrat Abdul Muttalib too. And there were approximately 200 to 400 camels and cattle. Now, what had happened was, when Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, he was saddened to hear that this has happened, he went to the king and he said that I want to come. And the nur of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was apparent on his face, and he was also a leader of Arabs at that time. Right. And when the king saw his face, he was so much, you can say, he was lost in the beauty of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, that he had to respect him. He had to show his figure, his appearance was such that had to be respected. He stood up, he called him, he made him sit beside him, and he said, yes, please tell me, what is the reason you are here for? He thought that this person, he is the custodian of Kaaba, he would talk about the Kaaba, because I have come here all the way down to attack, destroy, demolish the Kaaba, which is a holy place which belongs to him, and he will talk something about that. But it was of his, you can say, surprise when he heard that Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, he requested, and he said that, I want my camels back. Allahu Akbar. So this was something very much surprising for that king of Yemen.
Because he thought he was going to come and seek forgiveness or seek refuge or say, like, yeah, please don't attack us.
Don't attack us, don't attack our holy Kaaba. He will talk about the worship place which he was the custodian of. So it was something quite opposite. And he said that, I'm really surprised that you're not talking about the Kaaba, you're talking about your camels and cattle.
Allah.
He said, I am the owner of my camel and my cattle. That's why I'm talking about it. Right? And whoever is the owner of the Kaaba, he will deal with it.
Allah.
Right?
Allah.
Now, what had happened was, this king of Yemen, he said, okay, fine. Return his cattle and camels. And then he had made a plan to attack, to move his army towards that Kaaba Sharif.
And it would be really surprising for the viewers of Madani Channel that when he had the Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, he went back to his own people, okay, of his tribe. He said that what you have to do, all of you, you have to leave your houses and you have to go into the caves. And you have to take refuge in the caves. Now, this old story, what he knows, there's something going to happen and Allah Ta'ala is going to do something. And he was aware of it. And he said this to the people that you have to now move from your houses and you have to take refuge in the cave. The people, definitely, they followed their leader. He said, okay, fine. They left their houses. They went into the caves. And Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, with some of the other relatives, he went in the court of Kaaba Sharif and he made dua, a plead in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah Pak, now this is your house. You're the owner of it. Please protect it. He made this dua and he also went in the cave. Now, the elephant, the biggest element on which the person, the king of Yemen, he had to ride on, and he moved his army and he moved the elephants, and they went towards the Kaaba Sharif. Now, the elephant would not move. Right? It sat down and it did not move. Suddenly, the ababil, a specific kind of birds, right? Some people have written sparrows, but the right word is ababil. It's a bird. So flocks of ababil, they came and they had in their mouth the stones.
Allah.
And that's how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected his house.
These stones killed the elephants.
Yeah. So this is what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions in Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَّأْكُولٍ O beloved, have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the men of the elephant? Did he not cause their plan to be ruined? And he sent against them flocks of birds, pelting them with stones of baked clay, and thus made them like broken straw eaten up.
This waqia happened when? This one by
55 days before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam. Obviously, any birth of any wali is amazing. But when you talk about Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam, he who is not only Aqa of Awliya, but also Aqa of all the prophets. The birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam pertained a lot of miracles that took place at that time. We know that when Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam was born, the palaces of Kisra, they were struck with an earthquake.
Allahu Akbar.
The 14 pillars, they fell down, and the fire that was being worshipped, because in Persia at that time people used to worship fire.
Fire.
That fire that was lit on for past 1,000 years, that extinguished, and many other, the river Sava became dried. Now, all these events taking place, now, if you look at these events closely, and we see that fire was burning, was blazing from since last 1,000 years, and that was being worshipped. And as soon as Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, that
fire was extinguished.
Moreover, many other idols they fell down, etc. So if we closely look at these events, we can also see that the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was like a proclamation, it was like an announcement of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those who are worshipping fire, you know, that fire which was lit for past 1,000 years, that was extinguished. So no one could worship that. All other monuments or all other symbols of worshipping of other religions, they also fell on the floor. So we know that when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam born, this is like an announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who are worshipping anyone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has come, who will obviously propagate the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this
remove
was a,
this.
And remove all this. And this was also a miraculous event that all those signs are being demolished, which people are worshipping other gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other so-called gods which they've self-made, self-created. Now Mahbub alayhi salatu wasalam is born, all other fake gods will not be worshipped, and the propagation of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, will obviously propagate this. So this was a beautiful, we also learned this beautiful lesson from all these events, from the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these earthquakes and all this, is announcing the same thing which Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will be propagating later on
Allah
in his
Allah.
Blessed life.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, welcome of Rabbi Nurshi. We're here discussing the miracles of the birth, or prior to the birth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala. I think we'll now have a little bit of a break, and inshallah we'll have a kalam, and inshallah then we can take it from there. Ji Hazur.
تم بھی کر کے ان کا چرچا اپنے دل چمکاؤ اونچ میں اونچا نبی کا جھنڈا عظمت والا نبی کا جھنڈا رفعت والا نبی کا جھنڈا گھر گھر پہ لہرا ہو پکارو رسول اللہ پیار ہے ہم نے یہ نعرہ لگایا اپنا بیڑا پار ہے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
بے بلا پکار
رسول اللہ جا حبیب اللہ نبی کا جلدہ لے کر نکلو دنیا پر چھا جاؤ نبی کا جلدہ لے کر نکلو دنیا پر چھا جاؤ نبی کا جلدہ ہمن کا جلدہ نبی کا جلدہ ہمن کا جلدہ رفعت والا نبی کا جلدہ برکت والا نبی کا جلدہ سب سے پیارا نبی کا جلدہ پیارا سے پیارا نبی کا جلدہ سب سے اعلی نبی کا جلدہ سب سے بالا نبی کا جلدہ رفعت والا نبی کا جلدہ برکت والا نبی کا جلدہ رحمت والا نبی کا جلدہ گھر گھر پھیل رہا ہو پکارو رسول اللہ جا حبیب اللہ بولو نہ بولو نیا رسول اللہ جا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
نبی کے جندہ نبی کے جندہ انشاءاللہ every lover of the prophet of allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should decorate the houses with lights should have the flags and show to the people how happy they are show to the people the heart that allah azza wa jalla has blessed us with the mercy to the all mankind and we're showing how happy we are in this special month in the month of rabiul ushi subhanallah what a beautiful month what a beautiful time and you can see mashallah the faces of the mubaliks here the nafani they've all got the beautiful smiles on their face We have the technical staff behind us that are watching us, and each and every one of us is smiling. Subhanallah. What a beautiful time. And again, you can feel the warmth inside you. You can feel the love inside you. You can feel the happiness inside you. And this is all because we're at that special time of the year. We're here at that special month, the month of Rabiul Awwal, in which the mercy to all of the worlds came to us during this blessed month. And today we're talking about the miracles of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Channel, some of the miracles we've heard about the miracle that happened 55 days before the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, i.e. the event in which the Kaaba Sharif was supposedly attacked, but Allah azza wa jal safeguarded the house. And then we heard about the miracles that happened at the time of the birth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with those places of worship, those things that were created to remove the Tawheed, they were destroyed. And the fire that was worshipped, that was extinguished, the palaces were destroyed, and things of this nature that happened at that time. MashaAllah, Rizwan bhai, some more miracles, inshallah, at the time.
Haji Khalid bhai, first of all, I would like to, from the deep of my heart, I would like to congratulate each and every viewer across the globe watching.
Allah,
this
Allah.
Is the month of happiness. This is the month of rejoice. This is the month to show happiness. This is the month to put smiles on your faces. This is the month that you should celebrate like more than any Eid, because this is the month when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam
said this is the month where we need to show that happiness.
Absolutely.
We need to prove to the world that we're happy.
Yes.
Show people are happier. Show people that you are so happy that this month has arrived.
Why shall we not be happy? Because nisar teri chahal pahal par hazaro Eid Rabiul Awwal siwaye iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's not just each and every individual, every mu'min who is a believer, he is happy. Only just iblis, only just shaitan la'in is not happy on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why shall we not be happy? Because the one has arrived who is the best of all creation, the one has arrived who will intercede us on the day of judgment, the one has arrived who is the best of all the prophets, the one has Allah. Arrived, alhamdulillah, prophets they have wished to be in his ummah, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we shall be more thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are born in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This month is to show thanks to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah we are born in the blessed ummah of the best of all the prophets, best of all the creation, Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I think a very important point that you mentioned, Rizwan bhai, is that you know the previous prophets, they did dua, they prayed to Allah azza wa jal to be amongst the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so fortunate Alhamdulillah, we have been given this gift. And I think we don't realize how fortunate we are. And sometimes when you're given a gift and you don't realize its value, then you need to really read up and learn about the gift and understand the value. And one of the ways of understanding the value of the gift that we have been given during this blessed month of Ramadan is to watch Mir al-Sunnah. Watch Madani Muzaka, and you'll see that he will, you know, explain to you how we need to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and why loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of our faith and part of our iman, and how important it is, not just during the month of Rabiul Awwal, but also to throughout our whole lives, to do shukr in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, that Allah has blessed us, that we are born with iman, that we're born as part of the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All those people that are watching today that maybe were, you know, that you reverted to the faith of Islam as well, then you should also do shukr that Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided you to this path, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you to come back to the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are amongst the fortunate ones, we are amongst the lucky ones, and we need to show how happy we are. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, especially Khalid Bhai, that are just very much happy that we are talking about the blessed personality who is best of all the creation, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and he is our Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The very first thing was created, that was the noor of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I just would like to mention this, which is mentioned in Abu Nu'aym radiallahu ta'ala, and has narrated the following from Abdullah ibn Abbas in his book Dala'ilun Nabuwa, right? When the noor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was transferred from the spine of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala to the womb of Amina radiallahu ta'ala, all animals on the face of the earth were given the ability to talk. Subhanallah. So were the animals of Quraysh. They spoke very eloquently and said, tonight the most honored of Allah's prophets has entered the womb of his mother.
Allahu
Akbar. He wears the crown of leadership on this earth and is the illuminator of the entire world. That's why we say, Noor wala aya hai, Noor lekar aya hai. Allahu Akbar. Those in the east then congratulated those in the west for the close proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's arrival. And so did the fishes in the sea congratulate one another on the nearness of Abu Qasim's birth.
Allahu
Akbar. Seizing the fish, the animals, Allahu Akbar, they are talking, they are celebrating, they are rejoicing, they are giving glad tidings, they are telling to each other that who has arrived, the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as noor is transferred in the womb of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala. And we as a ummati, we as a Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as ummah, so we shall be more, we have got more right to celebrate it. We have got more right to talk about it. We have got more right to show rejoice and happiness on the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah has made his beloved in such a beautiful and a unique way. The blessed birth itself is a unique. Look at this. Allahu Akbar, the noor is being transferred and Allah has given the ability to the animals to talk. The fishes, they are congratulating each other. And this is the blessed miracles of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, even at the time of
his
birth.
As you're talking about the celebrating the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and being ummatis of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, we should be more
right and haq, alhamdulillah,
to celebrate the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Beautiful narration comes in the mind when Abu Lahab, after his death,
Allah,
family member saw him in his dream and asked him how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with you. And the summary of the narration is that, since I have departed from you guys, I haven't seen any happiness. I haven't seen any happiness apart from that on every Monday,
Allah,
through this finger I receive some liquid, because of which my punishment lessens.
Allah.
And then Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddis Adelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, elaborating on this, they mentioned that Abu Lahab, he was obviously, he was uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when he heard the news that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is born,
the nephew is born,
and out of happiness, he freed his slave girl, Suwayba, with a gesture of his finger. And because of this action, on every Monday, he receives some kind of liquid, because of which his punishment lessens. So, Sayyidina Shah Abdul Muhaddis Adelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala, they further state that Abu Lahab, who was the enemy of Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was a stern disbeliever. Until the last breath of his life, he remained on disbelief. If someone like him can benefit after his death upon celebrating the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, then how come us, the slaves of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the ones who bred the kalima of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, who rejoice upon the birth of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, considering him to be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how wouldn't this benefit us after we depart from this world? And this is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a disbeliever.
Allah.
Then imagine the favors that we will have in this world and in the hereafter if we rejoice wholeheartedly upon this mercy, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's interesting to say that you mentioned that, you know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on the day of Monday.
Subhanallah.
And those of you that have a Madani Namaz card, and again I request each and every one of you, that if you do not have a Madani Namaz card, then if you go to www.dawatislami.net and you can download a Madani Namaz card there. And there's specific Madani Namaz cards there for the Islamic sisters, and specific one there for the Islamic brothers, and specific one for the Jamia students. But in each and every one of them, there will be a request from Emir al-Sunnat to fast on the day of Monday. Fast on the day of Monday. And when asked why, because this is the day in which we were blessed with the mercy to all of the world. And as a form of celebration is fasting. You know, worship is a form of showing your happiness. And so to fast on this day, and Emir al-Sunnat, he instructs all of his murids and all of his followers that try your best to fast every Monday throughout the whole of the year.
Why is that, Alizan? Because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He was asked, why do you fast on Monday?
Allah.
And he said that there were two reasons. One was that the wahi, was the revelation came unto me and on this day, and the second was that I was born on this day.
And this also brings us to the same point where earlier we were discussing that we have the more right to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question arises, how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That obviously we've been blessed with this ni'mah. We are blessed with being among the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now there's the answer that Khalid has beautifully mentioned, by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we talk about celebrating something or rejoicing upon something, obviously we don't understand the meaning of celebration. We think celebration only lies around preparing a massive feast and calling all the whole family and these kind of things, or, you know, going through unlawful means. But in real terms, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is performing those actions through which we can attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We can put it in these words, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself celebrated his birthday on Monday by fasting.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Again, this is why Amir listened to instructs us to fast on the day of Monday. And he also requests that on the day of the 12th, on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, insha'Allah, if we all make intention to fast on that day, make an intention, I believe now it is Sunday night here, make an intention tomorrow. Make an intention tomorrow to fast for the day of Monday, and inshallah on the 12th as well, fast. Try and make an intention, especially during this month, inshallah.
And also, we realize that this is the shan of awliya, shan of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they guide the ummah to the right path. Now, over here, when we're talking about showing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the favor, regarding the ni'mah He's blessed us with, over here, then we get the answer through Amir al-Sunnat. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not only during the month of Rabiul Awwal, as you mentioned earlier, but throughout the year. How is it? Through Madani Namaz.
Subhanallah.
Khalid, I would like to mention one hadith of Sayyidah Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born, I saw a huge cloud appear. Now, we're talking about the miracles of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she's saying that I saw a huge cloud appear. It was bright and I could hear the sounds of horses, birds and people speaking. Suddenly, he disappeared from me and someone was heard crying out. He should be taken to the east and west of the world and shown to the inmates of the sea, as well as so that they may recognize his appearance,
Allah,
qualities and name. He should be presented in front of all creation, i.e. men, jinn, angels, birds, animals, etc., so that the two can recognize him. Let him possess the features of Adam alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, the recognition of Shees alayhi salam, the courage of Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the eloquence of Ismail alayhi salam, the acceptance of Ishaq alayhi salam, the elegant speech of Saleh alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, good news of Yaqub alayhi salam, firmness of Musa alayhi salam, the persistence of Ayyub alayhi salam, the obedience of Yunus alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the respect of Ilyas alayhi salam, the chastity of Yahya alayhi salam, and the obstinacy of Isa alayhi salam. Let him possess all these qualities of the past Anbiya alayhi salam. That's why we say sabse aula wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi.
Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the Silsila, the Soul of Iman. And today we're talking about the miracles that pertain to the life, to the birth of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one where you mentioned about the family, the generations of the family of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Shifa Sharif, I'd just like to read this.
Yeah.
It is stated here in Shifa Sharif that he was from the best of Banu Hashim and the stock and core of the Quraysh. He was from the noblest and the mightiest of Arabs, both on his paternal and maternal side. He is from the people of Makkah, from the noblest of lands and the reckoning of Allah and of all his slaves. Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam has said that I was sent from the best of each generation of the children of Adam alayhi salam, generation after generation, until I was in the generation from which I came. Sayyidina Hazrat Al-Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam said that Allah azza wa jal created creation, and he placed me among the best of them from the best of their generations. Then he selected the tribes and he put me amongst the best of the tribes. Then he selected the families, and he put me amongst the best of the families. I am the best of them in person, and the best of them in family. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said that the spirit of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam was a light in the hands of Allah azza wa jal 2,000 years before he created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. That light glorified him and the angels glorified by his glorification. When Allah azza wa jal created Adam alayhi salam, he cast that light into his loins. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam goes on to say that Allah brought me down to the earth in the loins of Adam alayhi salam, placed me in the loins of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, and then cast me into the loins of Sayyidina Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal continued to move me from noble loins and pure wombs until he brought me out to my parents.
Normally, Khalid bhai, it's a tradition among us when someone is born, when a child is born or someone is born, we distribute sweets. This is a symbol of happiness that we show to each other. And when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributed sons among everyone.
Allah, Allah.
Because at that time, obviously, sons, they were valued a lot. It's just amazing when we look at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the miracles taking place, and all these incidents, it not only shows us the amazing birth and the amazing miracles taking place, but also shows us how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Basim bhai, I was just reading that hadith of Sayyidah Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. I would just like to complete that what had happened after that. Then, thereafter the cloud went away. And I then saw him wrapped in a green silk with water dripping from it. A voice began to say, indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted control of the entire world.
Subhanallah.
And there is no particle present in creation that is not within his control. I then looked at his face and saw it. It was brighter than the moon of 14th night. His body was emitting musk. At that moment, three people had appeared. One hand a water pot, in another's a tray of green emeralds, and in the last a glimmering ring. The ring was washed 7 times and impressed between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shoulder, producing the seal of prophethood. He was then wrapped in silk material, picked up and presented back to me. This is the unique birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was a unique personality. His birth was unique. It was miraculous itself. His birth was miraculous. There were so many miracles that happened. We are talking today about the unique birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Khalid bhai, normally when we celebrate something, we distribute sweets. You know what had happened? It has been mentioned in the books of Seerah. Halabi, Allama Halabi has mentioned in the book of Seerah that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, on that day Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave everyone with sons. Wherever the birth took place, the son, you see, the boys, they were born at that time. So we normally distribute sweets. Okay? So Allahu Akbar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he had blessed people with boys. So this is the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right at the birth, he went into prostration, and what was on his tongue? Rabbi Habli Ummati. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the message for you all is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forgive us at the time of his birth. Throughout his life, when he was departing from this mortal world, at that time, on the day of judgment, he will remember us. He will do our intercession. So Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman says, Jo na bhula hum ghareebon ko raza, jo na bhula hum ghareebon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. The one, he did not forget us. How shall we forget his sunnah? How shall we forget the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? This is something to be noted, and I think there should be a message onto this.
And also, the difference, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us ordinary people. Then he has the chosen people, awliya karam. Today we leave a sunnah because it's just a sunnah. Whereas awliya karam, the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt a sunnah because it's a sunnah.
Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, time has got the better of us. You know, it always happens that once we get into a discussion on any topic within the deen, towards the end we realize that we're running out of time. And today, once again, we are coming towards the end of today's sisla in the soul of Ar-Iman. And today we've been talking about the birth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, the miraculous events that took place before it. And why did we talk about this topic? Why did we choose this topic? Yes, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and yes, these miracles did take place. But why did we decide to discuss this with you today? The reason being is that by informing you about these topics, that inshallah, these topics will instill the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart. And you'll realize the importance and the status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray to Allah azza wa jalla, if we've said anything wrong, may Allah azza wa jalla forgive us. And I pray to Allah azza wa jalla, Allah give us all the tawfiq to listen to what we have said today, to implement what we have said today, and to pass on to others as well. Keep watching Madani Channel. The war against backbiting will continue. Inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.